I'm speaking to Jonathan Moses, who's a spokesman for the UCL occupation. Jonathan, where are you and what are you doing?
Currently we're in the Jeremy Bentham room, which is right at the heart of UCL, behind the main cloisters. It's a function room, so we're not actually disrupting students. It just disrupts kind of corporate functions where people hire out. Essentially, we're protesting on two levels. One is the local level, which is UCL management's complicity in agitating for the reforms that the coalition got into place. And on the national level, alongside the call for direct action made by the National Campaign Against Fees and Cuts to coordinated occupations across university campuses in order to create a crisis of legitimacy. For the Liberal Democrat aspect of the coalition.
Okay, so what's the aim of the occupation? Are you, what do you aim to get out of this?
Again, it's kind of split on local and national level. On the local level, there are things, issues that we've had with UCL management. For instance, they refuse to implement the London Living Wage immediately for all our cleaning staff, and we don't think that that's acceptable given that our province is the highest paid of any public unit. A national level, which is about, you know, essentially the Liberal Democrats came in on this platform of promising the abolition of tuition fees. This is a very progressive platform in education, and many students feel completely betrayed by the fact that they are now part of a coalition that will oversee the marketisation and ultimately the privatisation of higher education in this country.
Do you think action like this is likely to change government policy?
I think at the moment it's about exerting if university campuses across the country are all taking over their buildings, and then the management is calling the Department for Business and Innovation and saying that we can't run our universities because the reforms you're proposing are so anathema to our students' bodies that they're willing to sleep in and take over our university campuses, then really that kind of creates a level of pressure that you can otherwise exert through the normal means. And we've been denied democratic participation. As I said, the Liberal Democrats went back on their pledge to students. We've been denied meaningful participation in things like the Brown Review, which was really the kind of blueprint for the reforms that we're going to see now.
Okay, and the occupation, if you like, how long have you been there since, and how long are you prepared to stay there?
We entered about 12:30 yesterday, and obviously slept overnight now. Really, we're prepared to stay indefinitely, and we'll see how that plays out. We're hoping to hear from the management this morning and enter into negotiation about some of our demands.
And how many are there at the moment? How many were there overnight?
There was about 100 that stayed overnight. We've got a core group of about 200 who are sort of treating the occupation as at home. Today we'll be going out into the campus and putting on events in the room itself and saying to people, you know, come along, have a chat about politics, have a chat about these reforms, what they mean to you, and really sort of treat it as an alternative education space while we're in the room.
And what's the mood like there? Have you got plenty of food? Have you got sleeping bags? What's your setup like, and what is people's mood?
It's been very vibrant, actually, and quite impressive. Obviously, we're voting on everything democratically, which can be quite sort of stressful and drawn out, but so far it's run quite smoothly. There's a kind of good mixture of cheerful vibrancy and, you know, the political seriousness now, because although these reforms won't necessarily directly affect the students who are currently in this room, we're very conscious of our debts to the generation coming up behind us to you know, prevent this. I mean, the burden of debt might not be upon us, but in a way, the burden of history sort of is. I think there's a kind of combination of that.
Okay, well, Jonathan, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks.